Northern Kentucky University's JRG Cyber Threat Intelligence Laboratory is open and operating. You can sense the excitement in College of Informatics Dean Kevin Kirby's voice.
Okay, we are actually surrounded by a lot of monitors and a lot of glass. We wanted this lab not only to be high-tech and state-of-the-art, we wanted it to be beautiful in some way. We need to attract new generations of people.
One way Kirby plans to do that is by giving tours to junior high and grade school students. He's already got the lab filled with NKU students.
Enrollment in the tech majors at NKU has grown over 30% in the past 5 years. We're bursting at the seams. Cybersecurity is in high demand, and we wanted a realistic threat center environment for our students to learn in.
The cybersecurity lab is the first major upgrade in Griffin Hall since it opened in 2011. Other high-tech majors include data science. Kirby says the cybersecurity lab was modeled after Greater Cincinnati threat intelligence centers, including the one in the U.S. Bank building on Fountain Square. Kirby says threats to businesses are a big concern.
Our own private records, our healthcare records, our credit records, we want them to be safe from breaches. That is complicated. The threat landscape changes fast. We need to have an up-to-date curriculum.
NKU is designated as a National Center of Academic Excellence in Cyber Defense Education by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. The university has fielded a very strong defense team in student competitions over the years, including this one, which is headed to the Midwest Regionals. Allison Frame is an IT major interested in cybersecurity.
What I like about it, it's kind of hard. That's what I like about it. Like, it's always changing. It's always adapting. You have to be constantly learning and trying to adapt to those new threats in the real world and even on the cyber defense team in the competitions.
The competition will be stiff in Chicago at the end of the month.
Yeah, so we start out with a network. It's usually around four Windows servers and then three or four Linux servers. So we have a team of eight. We try to secure these boxes. And then along with securing them, the judge team gives us business injects that we have to complete within a certain amount of time. So we have to write either like a password policy, acceptable use policy, and implement it, and maybe we might get around half hour to an hour to complete these tasks, on top of hackers trying to hack into our boxes, doing incident response on those incidents if they do get in our box.
Frame says her team has competed with three other states, including Ohio, and came in first. Cyber attacks are not lessening. An estimated 300,000 viruses are created every day. Just last month, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said the country should expect attacks from both nation state and non-state actors. Coates says the potential for surprise will continue to increase as billions more devices are connected to the internet with little or no security. NKU's Kirby agrees.
Well, I think the threat landscape will get more dangerous as we move into a world where there are smart devices everywhere. They're already in our phones, in our cars, sometimes in our eyeglasses. What people call the attack surface is getting larger and larger. This puts huge pressure on cybersecurity professionals, and it really requires fast-paced education.
NKU's Cyber Threat Intelligence Lab was privately funded. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.